You're right. I am now seeing more posts of Jordan Hudson being on the field.
This is way unfair.
It's during warmups.
Yeah.
There are wives and girlfriends on the field during warmups all the time. And I'm seeing it getting retweeted and people saying, and that is unfair because this is not unusual.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's unfair. People making the parallels bothers me with this whole thing.
Parallels between?
Because it's almost like it's a failure because he's dating a young girl, right? A young woman. She's 24, 25, whatever she is. And that must be the reason they lost. Do you think that if he wasn't dating her, that the outcome of last night's game would have been any different?
I don't know that I've heard anybody blame him dating her for why
they
lost.
You read a bunch of everybody goes to it to make fun of it, and like that's the reason they lost. That's not the reason they lost, and it's like a personal attack.
I guess
it's unfair all around.
I don't think anybody's saying it's the reason they lost. I just think they're making fun of it. But at the end of the day, her being on the field during warmups, dude, is not unusual at all for a wife or girlfriend to be on the field at college football games. I was a sideline reporter for 16 years.
Well, that part's not unusual, and people are just piling on because of all the stuff that led up to this.
But it's unfair.
She thinks it's unfair, too, because she thinks 48-14 is not even that big of a gap, guys.
Oh, boy. There it is.
It's only a few touchdowns.
You can come back. She's an optimist. Is that what you're saying?
Well played. Well played. Anyway, if we are going to license ourselves to that, we know it's early, but I want to say it anyway and believe it anyway, overreaction. I don't know that there has been a worse decision made. Okay, it's early. I know. Kalen DeBoer never should have left Washington. He never should have left Washington.
But why?
Because you never want to be the man that follows the man. One. Two is, having been to both Tuscaloosa and Seattle, he could have been the king of Seattle. He could have leveraged Alabama against Washington, got himself a contract that would have been a lifetime contract, and been set for life in one of the most beautiful cities in the country, in my opinion.
Right.
And he could have absolutely just run the Pacific Northwest and lived happily ever after.
What is running the Pacific Northwest? What is that?
I love the Pacific Northwest.
It's great. It's beautiful. What does that have to do with football?
Well, I mean, it's a life decision. I'm talking about he could have made a life decision that
set him up. So your retirement plan is why you think he made a horrible decision?
Well, no, because he's going to work, but I would love to have a job like that in Seattle, making millions in one of the greatest cities where you could afford any living, and you wouldn't have to be the man that followed the man. If you were going to take the Alabama job, let one of his assistants try and match what Saban did and then take the Alabama job.
Well, as you like to say, in today's college football, the buyouts are what prevents people from getting fired. His buyout is, what, $70 million? So I don't think he's getting fired anytime soon, which is to his benefit because he's going to have time to build it. As much as Alabama fans are going to be shaking their fists and saying, fire this guy now. We need to get back to national championship contention and all this stuff. He's going to be there for a couple more years, at least. And he's going to have a chance to build things up. And if you thought he was a good coach at Washington, why wouldn't that work in the SEC? When he's probably got more money to spend on players down in Alabama than he would have in Washington, which is probably why he left Washington in the first place. Because he reads the writing on the wall, sees that Oregon's got tons of money to spend. Schools like Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State are going to have tons of money to spend to stay up top, and Washington probably doesn't.
I'm not sure if he does have more money to spend in Alabama. And a lot of it goes down to wealthy alums, and I'm not sure what the data says. I just know that in the NIL world, there appears to be much concern in the Southeastern Conference fan base that they don't have as much money as a lot of others when it comes to wealthy alums. Now,
That's why I mentioned the other teams he'd be competing against in the Big Ten.
Yeah, but as far as the buyout, I have that belief too that a buyout saves him, because $63 million or $70 million, that's players now. That's money you can spend on like a couple recruiting classes. And would you rather give the coach a couple more years and save the money and use it on players, or let the coach go? I said it to a Bama friend of mine, and his response was, F that, 4 or 5 wins, he's gone no matter how much it costs.
I think they'll be okay. I don't think they're going to be contending for a national championship this year, and that might really upset Alabama fans.
Well, hold on.
And so be it.
Remember the premise is, it's early. No. This is my overreaction. Yeah, yeah. My overreaction is DeBoer never should have left Washington, and it's going to fail miserably at Bama. What's yours? Early overreaction, you know it's early.
That Arch Manning sucks.
Yeah.
It's harsh. I don't think he sucks. I think, honestly,
has anybody had a tougher debut? Here's your first start.
Go to
the Horseshoe and face Ohio State.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, in the most talked about game in the regular season to start a regular season.
1 versus 2 or 3,
whatever you're looking at. Yeah, it's, I got it. Yeah. And there was a ton of hype about it. And the game ends up being 14-7. And it's kind of like, oh, that was a slogger. You know, it just teams slogging through it. Nobody looked great. Ohio State's defense looked really good. Hey, Matt Patricia, how you doing? That's the defensive coordinator. But you know what really looked good? Texas's defense. Mm-hmm. Their defense looked outstanding. And Arch didn't really do anything until late in the game. So, yeah, I think Arch Manning will be fine. But the overreaction is Arch Manning.
Yeah. What is your early? You know it's early, but you kind of feel like it might be true. Overreaction. Kang, you got one?
Yeah, mine would be that Bill Belichick's worse than I thought at UNC. Like, I didn't think it was going to work out, but I think this thing might be so bad where he doesn't finish the year bad. That's my overreaction after week one, that Bill Belichick does not finish the season as North Carolina's head football coach. Like, something goes on with Jordan Hudson, just everything. Like, he's 72 years old, man. When you recruit a player, do you tell him, I'm not sure I'm going to be alive at the end of the year, recruitment?
Wow.
Like,
wow.
This is not going to end well.
Jeez.
All right, what is your overreaction to week one in college football, given the fact that we know it's early, we know we're taking some license here? What do you got? 248-539-9797. Still got that Lion stuff out there. And in the noon hour, you hear what Dan Campbell had to say about his young offensive line and his coordinators addressing some of the concerns that people have. Hear that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.